I'm quite fond of solving puzzles. My favorite one is the Sudoku. It's one that I've spent hours on. We had contests in school where I'd challenge my teachers, especially my maths teacher, and we'd practice for the contests during the maths lessons. We'd solve for speed and solve for toughness or for the level of the Sudoku. I love it. And I spent quite some time figuring out the most effective way for me to solve a Sudoku, given the restraints of the puzzle, the natural restraints of the puzzles with the rule, but also for how my brain works and how I prefer to do it. I never did any research, but I tried my way and spoke to people about it. That came quite naturally to me, to try to solve that problem with some sort of meta thought of how to solve it. But I've never thought about how I solve other problems in a structured way until a week ago when I started reading a book on problem solving for programmers. So I wanted to spend some time talking about that, strategies for solving problems and thoughts about how to solve problems in general. This is Caspian with a riff on problem solving. Quite flabbergasted that I haven't done an episode on this before. Maybe I have and I've just forgotten it, but I can't remember having thought about problem solving in a structured way before. As I said, I started reading a book on problem solving for programmers because I've started programming and started to learn how to program. And my goal with taking courses in specifically Python, but programming in general, is that I want to be able to solve problems with code. I see and I have problems all around me that I know could be solved with code. I just don't know how to do it. I'm not that interested in becoming the best engineer there ever was. I'm not that interested in writing a bunch of code or miles and miles of code. I want to solve problems. That's what I want to do. And this book was proposed to me just because of that. And it starts off, the whole first chapter is just thoughts on solving problems. Very meta, quite philosophical, and very, very useful. One of the things that stood out for me was the use of analogies in problem solving. What you need to do and what I think I'm fairly good at and what I've seen other people do is to, if they have a problem, they liken it to another problem. They draw similarities and they draw comparisons, but also things that are different. And that's a point to start. You've solved one problem, and you can find the similarities to your new problem. That way you have a method, you have a language, you have a way of solving your new problem with the knowledge that you gain from your old one. That's exactly what I do with a Sudoku. I know how I solved a simple one, or to be fair, a couple of hundreds of simple ones. I know the methods that I use, and then I apply them to harder Sudokus. But there are also more far-fetched versions of that. I had a situation at work where I started, and we had a simple database in a Sheets document. And I saw instantly that that sheet could be moved over to another software that we used. And it was a fairly new software, so I don't know if anyone thought of that already. It was new to the company, that is. But I instantly saw the similarities to a past problem that I had, where we moved things from Excel to a database or a similar SaaS product to the one we're using at my current job. Meaning, I could articulate the challenges with having the data in Sheets, and I could easily transition that into our new software. Because I'd already solved that problem before. But that wouldn't have worked if I wouldn't have had the language, wouldn't have had the experience, and if I wouldn't have been able to draw on the analogy that we used in the past problem. That really struck me. On a more general note, I think developing a strategy for solving problems is really, really useful. And in a very, very structured way. The author, I can't for the life of me remember his name, but I'll put the link to the book in the show notes. The author talks about breaking a problem down, finishing what you can finish in this particular scenario, writing the code that you can write, and setting the limitations, drawing up the rules for your problem. Meaning, okay, in Sudoku, you have the very obvious limitations of in each 3x3 square, you can only have one single digit of the numbers 1 through 9. The same goes for every column and every row. Those are quite heavy limitations for your puzzle. You can do the same thing with most problems. You can draw up the limitations, be it in budget, in time, in resources, in GPU, CPU, in resources of capacity within your company, you know, whatever. The resources that you have are limited to this problem. Drawing up those restrictions as rules for the problem might help you articulate the different components of the problem. You can solve the problem with each individual restriction, and then maybe when you combine the solutions that you've found, even though they didn't match all your restrictions at first, you might be able to piece the puzzle together. In the Sudoku, that would be filling out one row where you know that you have 2 of 1 digit, but it helps you solve the rest of the puzzle. That doesn't really work for a Sudoku, I've tried. But in life, it might. In life, it might. Those two ideas themselves made it worth it for me to read this book. Because, again, I've never thought about how I structurally solve problems. I solve problems every day, you do too. But thinking about them in a structured manner helps you when you encounter a new area where you're have less expertise, or when you encounter a problem that needs something else from you, creativity and outside of the box thinking. I hope that this inspires you to think more structurally about your problem solving, because I'm going to develop on this and draw strategies and analogies and thought models for myself. I'm hopefully going to be able to share them here in the future, but I would love to hear yours as well, because I steal with pride. I rarely come up with my own ideas. Again, I hope you found this useful. As per usual, do subscribe. I hope you find these riffs fun, entertaining, thoughtful. Hopefully you learn something. If you do, subscribe. That will make me very happy. And as per usual, there are show notes in either the description or the other description, depending on where you are seeing this. Until next time, take care.